Shalom to everyone. This week's Parsha, Parshas Yisroi, although there is so much to talk about, especially due to the fact that it is one of the two Parshas in the Torah that we have, the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibrot, but al kol panim, I want to discuss this idea of the dwelling of Am Yisroel next to the Har before they received the Torah. It says in the Pasuk, Shmos Yutes Beis, Vayichon Sham Yisroel Neged Har. And Rashi explains, what does it mean they dwelled against the mountain? Vayichan means, it says, Blishon Yachid, a singular form. Vayichan, not they dwelled, but only as if one person dwelled. Explains Rashi, because they were as if they were one person with one heart. Ke'ish echad b'lev echad. And that was their getting ready to receive the Torah. And so too we find the Mamal Chazal, brought down in Sof Derech Eretz Zuta, says the following, that because at that point in time Am Yisrael hated the Machloikis, they have with the Shalom and they liked the peace, they stayed away from the fighting with each other, and they loved the peace, and they dwelled as one nation, as one person even, we saw, Vasu Chaneh Achat, Harei, Hashem says to that, you know what, now is the perfect time that you should give them the Torah, which as we know, what life is all about. And in Parashas B'chukoisai, we see the same idea. The idea that when everyone is united, Achdus, and together, then Am Yisrael have a special koyach. It says over there in B'chukoisai that if we abide by Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs, then everything will be good. But if chas v'shalom we don't, then there's many curses that will happen. One of them is that if we do good, then when we run after them, v'radfu mikem chamisha mea u'mea mikem revava irdoifu. When we run chase after our enemies, so five people will chase away 100, and 100 people will chase 10,000. On that, in Teres Kohanim over there, it says, and it's brought down Rashi, mathematically that's not really correct. If five people chase, they'll be able to chase down 100 people, that means that 5 times 20 equals 100. So 100 people, 100 times 20, should come out to 2,000. But that's not what we're seeing here. We're seeing that instead of 2,000, it comes out Revava. Me'a mikem Revava. That means 100 people will be able to chase down 10,000. So why doesn't it say 2,000? You learn from here this idea that the koyach, the spiritual powers, we'll call it, of many people learning the Torah and doing mitzvahs is not only 5 times the one of the... It becomes, as my father would say, exponentially greater. But I'm saying here, it's more than exponentially greater. There's almost no bound to the amount that Am Yisrael have koach to do things, bashamayim, to change gzeiros when they're together and united. We see the same idea in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Over there, it says like this, Amar Chizki Amar Berimia Mishum Bishum Bar Yochai. That Chizkiah said, it brought down B'Shem Rav Yochai. What did he say? B'Shem Rav Yochai says, Yachol ani liftor et kol ha'olam kulo min hadin, miyon shenivrati ad ataf. B'Shem Bar Yochai knew, even though he was modest, but he knew what he was worth. He knew the Torah embedded in him. And he says, from the day I was born till today, anyone that was alive my time, I had the Yicholet, the powers, the spiritual powers, to ensure that they'll have a good life, and they won't have bad punishments. And if I was together with my son Elazar, v'ilmale Elazar b'ni mi, and if Elazar b'ni, my son, would be with me all the time, then b'chlal, b'schut us davening together and learning together, miyom shenivra olam ad achshav, from the day the world was created till today. Oho, and if Yoisam ben Uzuyahu imanu, and if Yoisam ben Uzuyahu would be also with us, miyom shenivra olam ad sofo, then we'd be able to also patter up everyone from the beginning of time of the world till the end of the world. Also here it says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you see that the two is greater than the one, and the three is a lot greater than two, and it's not mamash proportional. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz wants to say that over here you have a very unique lashon. You see that it says not because there's two people like us in the world, me and Elazar Bni, and then Yoisan ben Uzuyahu. It always says the word imanu. The koyach they have that becomes such a big koyach of unity of achdus is only when we're literally together. Not that exists so many people, but when we're together, then Am Yisrael have this koyach, which by the way makes a lot of sense. Because I go to actually this, I don't know if they call it a Kabbalah shir, I'm scared of using that term, but it's a shir about chinuch and a bayit yehudi, and he explains the all kinds of kochot ha-nefesh. This person, his name is Rav Boyer, and he has a connection to a lot of gedolei Torah that have a bit of yedias, whatever we have in our generation, that have to do also with the Zohar and Kabbalah a little bit. And he explains how the neshama that we have, really, all our neshamas are connected before they came down under Kisei HaKavod. And there's a special connection between one and his wife because their neshamas was one and it was split under Kisei HaKavod before it came down to this world. The bottom line is that we have this special koyach that we're all connected. All the neshamas are connected. And in Olam Haba will be the Olam HaYichud, that we're all connected, just like it was before we came down to this world. This world is Olam HaPirud, which means the world that everyone's disconnected. So there's all kinds of mechanisms by which we can use to become reconnected. But you see, this idea goes hand in hand with what I'm saying, that when we get reconnected, we have this extraordinary spiritual powers, for the lack of a better term. The same idea we can also see from what Chazal say in the Gemara and Shabbos, that during this time that we got the Torah, Bizman Matan Torah, it's still really, there was a bit missing in our receiving of the Torah. Why? Because the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Peiches Amud Aleph says, Vayitzvu B'tachtit Ahar, we were mamish at the bottom of the mountain, and on that says, Amar Av Avdimi Barchama, Barachasa Melamed, you learn from here. What does it mean that we were at Tachtita? We learn from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really forced us to get the Torah. Kafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu alem et ahar kegigit. He mamish took the har, the mountain, and kilu turned it upside down and said, are you going to accept the Torah? If not, I'm just going to let you die on the spot. V'amar lahem, im atem mekabelim et haTorah, great. If you're accepting the Torah, great. V'im lav, im no, this is where you're going to, this is going to be your burial place. V'im lav sham tekvotchem. And Rabbi Yankov over there says that that's Dafka. Akopanim, never mind. And then Rova says, and even though that was the case, which there is many advantages to that, but we won't discuss it now for the lack of time. Rova says, Amarova Afal Piken, but you should know that later on in history, we accepted the Torah as a nation, not from Iran, not from being scared from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but from love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciation of what the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are. Afal Piken Hadar, later on they received it, they came back to Hadar Kiblu HaBimei HaShverosh, which is very appropriate because we're less than 30 days away from the Heilige holiday of Purim. We received it during the Bimei HaShverosh. How do we know that? Because in Megillas Esther it says Kimu V'Kibla Yudim. What does it mean? Kimu V'kiblu. It's almost like a duplicate lashon. So it means kimu, we started being mekayem the Torah, mashi kiblu kvar, whatever we already got. When did we get it? We got it during the time of Masan Torah. What do you see from here? That the same Torah that we got already, we now in Yemei HaShverosh, we got it on a higher, we were on a higher level to take it lovingly and happily and be proactive about it. Why? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz wants to be mechadish and explain the reason is azay, that even though we saw in the Pesukim in this week's Parsha that Rashi says everyone was belev echad ke'ish echad, we were on a certain, to a certain extent we were like one person with one heart, but at the end of the day it wasn't like 100% lev echad b'ish, we weren't on the highest level of Achdus. meaning we were on a very high level of Achdus. But the level of Achdus we reached Bimei Chashvosh and Purim even surpassed that, which allowed us to appreciate the Torah more because we're on a higher level by being united. What is that? Why is that? And that's because during the Yom, unfortunately, this is what we see also in the history of Am Yisrael, that when we're under attack and when it's a time of tzara, then suddenly everyone forgets about the nershkeit, all the shtuyot, the arguments between each other, the fighting, and suddenly shalom prevails because everyone cares about the being of the others, and we become mamish united. And therefore we're able to reach a higher level of unity, l'achdus shleima, because of the dangers we had, that everyone wanted to get rid of us, l'ashmid la'og u'la'abed, as we know. We can also add more to that, the Shla, it's brought down by the Shla b'shem Ha'ari HaKadosh, and there's a famous vault, I think we probably even mentioned this in the past. It says, Yom Kippurim Hu Yom Kippurim. What does that mean? Whenever you say that something is like something else, for example, A is like B, or he's so smart, he's like Shloima HaMelech. So who's the smartest, who's smarter? This person we're discussing, or Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo, because I'm always comparing, wow, he's so smart, he's like Shlomo HaMelech. It sounds like Shlomo HaMelech is the smartest. So whenever you say A is like B, B is better. And look how we're calling Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day we feel is the holiest day of the year. And rightfully so, we're on the level of angels, Chazal tell us. On the other hand, look at how Chazal, look at the name of Yom, of the day. This holy day is called Kippurim. It's like Purim. Purim, meaning that on a certain, from a certain perspective, Purim is even on a higher level. What's Pshat? So there's many answers to this question. But according to what we're saying, it's good. Why? Because we're now discussing the Nekudo of the level of Achdus we reached on Yom Kippur, which, by the way, is the day of Matan Torah. Anyways, scratch that really, because Yom Kippur wasn't a day, wasn't Matan Torah, it was Luchos Shnius, the second Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down was on that day. So bracket that. But what was unique about Yom Kippur is that we're all united. We did reach a very high level of unity. Why? Because we're on the level of Melachim, angels. And therefore, angels don't really have akpada one on another. They don't have yetzirah to be against each other. So we're on a very high level. Also, we're focused on davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. However, Purim is a day, like we just discussed, that's mesugal to a higher level of unity between Am Yisrael and our neshamas. Why? Because on Purim, we saw that we got the Torah out of our own love, and because we were on a high level of connection one to another, Achdus. Why? It was all bischus that the nations wanted to get rid of us. That forced us to be on a higher level, despite the fact that we were not on the level of Melachim. And therefore, also now, interestingly enough, we see that we have all these mitzvahs that help connect us more. We do the Suda together with friends, we do Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim. All this makes a geshmak for us to and connect to each other, which obviously is worth a lot more because we still have the Yetzirah, but yet we beat it and we use the mitzvah we got from Chazal to enable us to do it. And therefore, from this perspective, you see that Purim is on a higher level. Al kol panim, even though I have a lot more to say on this topic, but I want to end off with the idea that on the one hand, we see the importance of Achdus. And thanks to the fact that we're all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Am Yisrael are one, and we're all united, and that's how it will be when Olam Haba, and that's how it was before the Neshamas came down. And the whole idea is for us to get close to each other, and that's why it's so important to always think positively one another, because that does have an effect. That's another thing Rav Boyer has taught me in the past year, that whenever you have a positive thought about someone without you understanding how, because these things are very deep, but it literally has a positive effect on your fellow Jew. And once you do that, especially about his wife and his kids and his family. But the important thing is to have Achdus in what? In the idea of being Oyved Hashem. That's what life is all about. We'll end off with this small question that I saw this week. The first two of Aseres HaDibros is pretty much Anochi Hashem. Anochi Hashem. And Anochi Hashem Asher Otzeis Yichem B'Mitzrayim. Now this Aseres HaDibros, the first one, what is it? Is it really a mitzvah? Or... Yeah, the first two commandments, Anochi Hashem, and I am your God, and also you shouldn't have any other God. What are these two commandments? Are they really commandments? So indeed, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. There are some commentaries that understand that it's not a commandment at all. Rather, it's just an introduction to the rest of the commandments. If you're interested, that is actually the Bahag and Rav Saadia Gaon. They hold this way. However, what is more common is the opinion of the Rambam in the Sefer HaChinuch that it is indeed a command to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the most basic question is, who is this command addressing really? Is it aimed at people who already believe in Hashem? And if so, it seems a bit superfluous. There's no need to instruct people that already believe to believe. The only alternative is that it addresses people who don't believe. And if that's the case, that's a bit weird to command people who don't believe to believe. How is that going to make any difference? And the answer I saw b'shem Rav Shlomo Volbe Zatzal is the following. The answer is that of course we're targeting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is targeting over here the people that believe. But there is one thing to believe, and there is another thing to live. Being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second. When you not only believe, but live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that changes everything. You never really get upset. If you're consciously always aware of that, you know that whatever you have is for your Avodas Hashem. Everything you have is what you needed to get. And there's no reason to get upset. And the list goes on and on. It also upgrades your whole way of thinking and your whole way of life. Yi Ratzoin, that will be Zoiche to live in that way. We'll end off with one last question that's brought down by the Chassam Sofer. It says in all the Ten Commandments, it's pretty... most of them are understandable. All of them actually are understandable. They're pretty basic. But one of them, Lo Sachmod, one should not want his friend's wife, his friend's house. And some Rishonim learned that that means literally just want. You cannot want the identical thing. You can want something similar, most say, but you can't want the identical thing. What's the big deal? You're just wanting, you're not acting on it. Some Rishonim say you do have to act on it to be over Lo Sachmoid. But what's the problem? According to some opinions that say all it is to want, you shouldn't lachmo, to really want. Why? And according to what we're saying, the answer is Pashat. Because if you want something else, you're not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pikosut. You reach the low level. If you really want what they have, don't you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everything? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enough to give whatever you need to get. And if you didn't get that, that means it wasn't meant for you. It's not the tools you need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what you are meant to do in this world. Yi Ratzon that we'll be able to live this way. And of course, it's a lifetime of work, but we have to always have a plan to strive to reach that level. And Yi Ratzon that we'll be able to bring up our kids in such a fashion. Kol Tov and Good Shabbos.